Good morning to all. John chapters 13 through 17 is referred to as the farewell discourse of Jesus. Jesus was well aware that in the coming hours he would be arrested, tried, condemned to death, and subsequently crucified. Jesus knew that he did not have much time left to be with his disciples. Jesus proceeded to take advantage of the time he had left and to offer intimate words of comfort and instructions to the disciples. During his farewell discourse in chapter 15, verse 16, Jesus declared, quote, "You did not choose me, but I choose you. I chose you." That declaration of Jesus got me to thinking. What did Jesus choose the disciples to do? What were the disciples chosen for? What were they supposed to accomplish? Brethren, we too have been chosen by Jesus. What would Jesus have us to do? We today, just like the disciples of old, are chosen to be witnesses of Jesus to the world around us. Now, another term for witness that we could use would be the word advertisement. Friends, those of us who are chosen by Jesus are called to be an advertisement for Him. Now, in today's society, we are bombarded with all types of advertisements on television, radio, billboards, magazines, internet, etc., etc. And the primary goals in every advertisement are to get you to think about a certain product, remember that product, consider purchasing, buying that product or service. Brethren, we as Christians are living advertisements for Jesus. So, as Christian advertisements for Jesus, we would be wise to ask ourselves the following questions. What type of advertisement are we? Are we a profitable advertisement for Jesus? Are we a productive advertisement for Jesus? Are we an appealing advertisement for Jesus Christ? And maybe the most important question in all of this is this. Do we adhere to what's called the principle of truth in advertising? In that, does our daily life truly project the life of Jesus Christ? Let us pray. Father God, we thank you for the great opportunity to advertise for your kingdom. Help us to always take this responsibility seriously. Amen.